The pasuk says that Noach is allowed to eat basar. And the Ramban before Parshas Bereishis says, what happened? The original Bria specifically allows Noach Adam to eat only Yerek and not basar. But now that the only reason the basar was nishkas, the animals were nishkas, and because they were nishkas, they deserved to be destroyed. The only reason why they were saved is because of Noach, what Noach did. So that which their min exists is only because of Noach. And therefore, there was hersha to Noach to be able to eat from the basar. Just want to share one thought. And that was a long time ago. That was a few thousand years ago. So, I understand that Noach, in reward for what he did, so we understand that Noach gets a right to have some rights in the behemoths. Why does that continue? So, I want to share a thought with you, which I heard recently. It was by a Siddur Sador, and the person, this was the 18th year that he's making the Siddur Sador for something which happened to him 18 years ago, but he was saved from a situation, potential dangerous situation, and he was saved. So he said that somebody asked him, it's 18 years already, why do you keep making the Siddur Sador? And he responded that Adarava, each year that he continues to exist, continues to have existence which he would not have had the Bresham not saved him. He spends time with his loved ones, he learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, and he has a greater appreciation of the matana the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him. See, each year he feels greater at Kodesh Baruch Hu because he has one more year that he would not have had he not been saved, had that nace not happened to him. So each year the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets greater, not lesser. We sort of tend, many of us tend to the opposite direction. Had a conversation with somebody recently, and I pointed out that because of Pliny, who did something many years ago, that's why the situation is so much better. So the person said, that was a long time ago, but what has he done recently? Which is the opposite thought process of this thought process. What have you done for me now? Now, that was a long time ago. You established it. It became reality. And we don't need you anymore. And the element of Hakar Satayv is, this is all because of you. And all that we have, which keeps getting better and better and better, is because of you. Wow, we owe you so much. We need to express our Hakar Satayv even more now that it's working so perfectly. And we don't need you anymore. That's when the Hakar Satayv is even greater than when we need you. Is one level of Hakar Satayv when you made it established so perfectly and so well that we don't even need you anymore. So we have even greater Hakar Satayv. You've created such, it's become part of the reality, and the system is like that. It's even better. So here, the each year that the min continues to exist is because of what Noach did. So Noach didn't save them for 5 years, for 10 years, for 1,000 years. He saved them for 3,000 years. So that's all because of Noach. So we, as the descendants of Noach, there's a Hakar Satayv from the world, the Kiyum Hamin, back to Noach, and by extension to his descendants, and that continues again and again each year, each generation. That just becomes greater, not less. And that's why we don't argue, well, that was a long time ago, let's just move on. Adarav, we say, look how much time has been added and how much more we need to appreciate. Have a good Shabbos.